producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with our ringleader, that's me, and assistant ringleaders Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We were clapping for ourselves earlier on, Roberta. You want to give yourself a hand?
Aw, I'm going to help her.
All right, McFadden's here. Kessler is here. We're ready, willing, and
ready.
Able.
We're ready.
Ready. All the drugs.
You know, these morning martinis are an excellent idea.
Okay, so I want you to take a different approach. I would like you to listen to what I have to say for a moment and then tell me whether you agree or disagree with my
disagree.
Premise.
Yeah, I'm with her.
I'm just hedging my bets.
Okay, good for you. You, by this moment in time, have no doubt heard that the drug companies Pfizer and Allergan are going to get together. I'm getting married in the morning.
So you can get your Botox and your Viagra and all stuff.
Bells are going
How about that?
Okay, so this is a 150...
Tighten and lift.
That's what it is. Lift and tuck.
All right, we'll see you guys
and
tomorrow.
There we go.
Move along.
Okay, so anyway, this is a $150 billion deal. And under the circumstances, it will make it the world's biggest drug maker. It's also, because of the way they're doing it, and the reason they're doing it is what is so outrageous. The way they've put this together is that the smaller company, Allergan, is going to buy the bigger company, Viagra. Viagra is an American, or
That's
Pfizer,
really
sorry.
Pump up sales.
Pfizer is an American company. Allergan.
You had your hat on that one.
All right, you guys, stop. Be quiet. Will you please, for a while?
You don't get Roberta started on this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's a train you can't stop.
And I'm trying to make a point here. Yeah. And it isn't none of the points you made are what I'm trying to get to. So if you just calm down for a minute, please.
All right, let me just go ahead. She's going to need a minute in the corner, so go ahead, Doug.
Where's the dunce cap?
All right, I just put it on her.
All right. So Allergan is headquartered in Ireland. The tax rate for corporations in Ireland and in Europe and everywhere else in the world is more favorable to business than what we deal with here in America. And I'm not sure, I think it may be one of the candidates that I'm not square on, but I know Rand Paul, and a couple of the other candidates, and Trump may have even said this.
Trump has definitely said it, talking about corporate tax rates.
Right. The corporate tax rates in this country are asinine.
Ridiculous.
So those of you who say, well, there are some of these tax companies that find the loophole, they don't pay any taxes, that's because we drive them out with our stupid tax policies. That's the same business. Get the rich. Get these companies. Where the hell do you think the jobs come out? I'm getting hot under the collar already.
Right, yeah.
Here's the point that I'm trying to make, and this is what fixes so many ills in our country as far as distribution or
but just a review. You're saying the smaller company is buying the bigger company because the smaller company is based in Ireland,
right,
which
taxes,
has a better tax rate.
Right.
So
now we not only have a $150 billion deal, now we lose all the taxes that Pfizer pays because they're no longer going to be an American corporation because of our tax structure. And they certainly are able to do that, and we don't want them to do that because we want to have our companies that have become very important to our society and to our economy to stay in this country. But the more we look at, listen to the people who say we got to tax, I think I heard Mrs. Clinton go off on this toot because it's a familiar Democratic reign, and it's just wrong. It's moronic that you would want to push America. You all talk about jobs in America. We got to keep jobs in America. Well, the way to keep jobs in America is to keep the companies in America. And if you don't want them all to leave, then you do something about the tax rate. Period. Simple. End of story. So, I mean, if you look at the...
Look at it domestically. Okay. Doug, I think you would probably say that Rick Perry is no rocket scientist.
I would say that was probably a very safe assumption.
Cute, though.
But look at all the business that he's stealing from New York and California.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's stealing. Somebody came up with an idea.
He made it favorable behind it.
He's the one making it happen. Texas is doing well because he's stealing all of the business from the high tax states. It's the same thing.
It is. Correct. Exactly. The more you think that we need to tax the rich so we can distribute to the poor, the more you're going to lose in your state and the more we're going to lose in our country. That's just the way it is. So if you're looking around to support somebody and you agree with my premise here, then you'll support somebody who wants to keep American businesses in America and keep the tax rate for these big corporations in some reasonable place. Just copy what they do in these other countries, most of them European, some Asian, but just do what's smart instead of this. And I don't even know how this got started. When did we first go down this road of trying to tax these companies out of existence or drive them offshore? I don't know when we first started doing it, whose administration. I'm going to bet it went back to the Johnson era, but I don't know that for a fact.
If you look at it on the different layers and levels, I will never forget my uncle telling me when he retired about 10 or 12 years ago, they were leaving Maryland and retiring on the shore of Delaware. Delaware is a very favorable tax state.
Yes, it is. That's why all the corporations are headquartered there.
Yep, that's why all the banks are headquartered there.
Insurance companies. Okay? Yep.
And I will never forget my uncle telling me, I cannot wait to get out of here and let Maryland stop taking my retirement money.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's the same thing.
It is amazing.
Why make people want to leave? How does that help anybody?
It's just the way of the tax and spenders. That's just
on that level. Think about all the retired families or the retired couples who move just from Maryland to Delaware just because they know it's what it means to their retirement.
Right. Yeah. Okay, it's 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden. N-O does not spell no.
Nope.
N-O is a go when it comes to your health. N-O stands for nitric oxide. Keep those essential N-O levels in your body in the healthy zone. You do that with two products that come from a company that we've now been talking about, I think, almost a year. Richie, how long have we been talking about Neo 40?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah. And Super Beats. Super Beats. Super, super, super. Everybody I know says, can you get me some? And I say, yes, I can get you some. I can expedite the process. All you have to do is call this number, 800-655-4183. Or even easier for some of you, go to DougLikesBeats.com. Okay, so what are you going to get? Neo 40 capsules. By the way, they've sold 23 million boxes of this stuff so far. Can you imagine that? That's got to tell you something about how the product works. It is a lot of beets. They're growing their own non-GMO beets, too, by the way, for the powder. They have a patented process that creates this powder, this beet powder, that has two things going for it. In the Neo 40 capsules, they solidify it, and they produce a capsule that when it dissolves in your mouth, it goes immediately into your bloodstream and gives you that wonderful early morning kind of wake up, rise and shine. Hello, it's Monday. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
So with that, you'll have increased circulation, healthy arteries, energy, stamina, normal blood pressure. It brings your blood pressure, if it's high, down because it opens up the arteries, and that's what brings down the blood pressure. So you got high blood pressure, call 800-655-4183. Our own Dr. Ken Kronos tells the story marvelously well when we're doing our weekend program, and then people will call and say, wait a minute, is this good? Because they're all calling about their heart. and, you know, their ability to make their system better because they have poor circulation. It leads to heart attacks and strokes. This is really something that is that good that he says, take it. 800-655-4183. He gets his patients on it. And you see the difference. Doctors are all about looking at things like this and understanding how they work. So rejuvenate your arterial health. Get your blood pressure down. Use Neo 40 in the morning when you wake up for a good quick energy boost. And then when you're finding during the latter part of the day as you're losing your energy, take a teaspoon of Super Beets, powdered Super Beets, put in a glass of water, drink it, and you'll have plenty of energy for the rest of the day. Take my word for it. No, don't take my word for it. Take everybody in the staff is using it, and Ken Kronos recommends it. That's enough for me. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
She's the queen of cheese, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
And Roberta can tell you today how to get a cheap passport if you want to go visit the Taliban. Special
Taliban.
Deal on that. Taliban passports, yes.
Taliban.
All right, Jen. I mean, Roberta, what do we have?
Actually, today we're going to talk about Black Friday, which is normally the
Racist.
Shopping day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Black Fridays matter.
Yes, exactly. Black Fridays matter. But actually, now there's also Black Mondays matter and Black Tuesdays matter and Black Wednesdays matter because in a lot of stores, you'd be surprised to find out that Black Friday has already started. Two good examples are Home Depot's and Lowe's. They've got some incredible Black Friday appliance deals going on. And actually, they go on past Black Friday. They go on through December 1st. So you've got plenty of time to buy stuff so you don't have to rush out until the wee hours of the cold morning and drag your kids out into the cold while they're sleepy to sit on a chair to sit online with your hot coffee and the blankets wrapped around you to run into a store and get trampled by people. No. You don't do things that way. You can do the Black Friday stuff now. In fact, go online. A lot of the Black Friday ads are already online, and a lot of the offers are already online. You can do all your shopping from the comfy chair in your house with your cup of coffee, your tea, and your scones, and you can have your music on in the background, and what a civilized way to shop.
It's a music really.
Don't you love it? So right now, the Black Friday deals are already from Kohl's, Walmart, Amazon, Toys R Us, Sam's Club, Kmart, GameStop, Microsoft, Sephora, Dell, Value City. Just go online, search Black Friday deals, and stay out of the cold.
Really? Stay out of the cold. What happens if you're in New Orleans? You don't have to worry about the cold.
It's 43 degrees this morning. It's cold.
It's 44 here on the farm.
Yeah, how about that?
Warmer here than it is where you are. How about them apples? Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, and Doug at 21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Let's celebrate some of the winners from the American Music Awards last night. First, top of the heap, Artist of the Year went to One Direction. What can you tell us about One Direction, Jen Jen?
That every young girl loves One Direction.
Not true. My daughter said that so yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I love them, too. I love One Direction.
Really?
They're kind of like a, I mean, okay,
I guess
hold enough on,
said
Ken.
Then, Richie, if Roberta hold likes them, no wonder your daughter doesn't like them.
Modern-day Beatles, right?
All right, next American Music Award winner. New Artist of the Year, Sam Hunt, the winner there. I thought it would have been Sam, the other guy. What's the other Sam? Sam Smith?
I am.
Sam, I am. Sam, I am. Sam, I am.
All right, is that what this is, Richie?
No, I don't have Sam Hunt.
Oh, you don't?
Move on to the next one.
You have Taylor Swift?
I do.
Song of the Year, Blank Space from Taylor Swift.
Like it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
Now my daughter likes her.
She's getting away from the country sort of sound.
She's been away from the country sort
although
of sound.
Although her thanks to the Crakers, her songs seem to make it on both charts, though, don't they, Kenny?
Not anymore.
No, really?
Mostly it's pop.
All right. First, you got the next one. I don't care. That's that little worm just to be right on.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Favorite male artist of the year was Ed Sheeran. I don't know much about him either, Jen Jen.
Big, huge pop sensation.
Huge.
Is he American?
No, I don't think. Is he? I think he's English.
No, he's British.
Female artist in the pop rock genre was Ariana Grande. Your daughter said she likes her.
Oh, all over
Ariana Grande, the winner.
That
category.
Her.
And you know what's
that
cute?
Was licking donuts.
Yeah, she was the one that was licking donuts and saying Americans are whatever.
Oh, really? So yeah. She's not, we shouldn't like
well, her. But you know what's really cute about her?
Come on.
She takes her grandmother to every awards, and her grandmother's up there dancing with her during all the performances and everything.
Oh, cool.
And she's like all about grandma.
What nationality is she?
Donuts and says how stupid Americans are.
She's American.
American.
Okay, let's see here. Speaking favorite male artist in the country genre is Luke Bryan.
Yeah, he is.
And now the favorite female country artist side, Carrie Underwood was the winner.
Love her too, but not like I love Luke Bryan.
What's that?
I love her too, but not like I love Luke Bryan.
Good for you. Favorite duo in country was Florida Georgia Line. You got any there?
Music? You don't know.
Okay. My favorite artist from the rap hip-hop genre is Nicki Minaj.
Didn't have her either.
Don't have her either. Okay. Have you got The Weeknd?
No.
So who do you have? Rihanna?
I do have Rihanna.
Favorite female artist from the soul and R&B category. We're very selective here on Good Day. Rihanna was the winner in that category, Jen.
By the way, Nicki Minaj. Jennifer, can you explain to me how they pour her into that outfit she was wearing?
She always looks
good. I actually didn't see her outfit, but she's interesting.
Do I sound like what do I sound like when I say she always looks dirty to me?
I don't think she looks dirty. I mean, she looks dirty.
Exactly.
That. Thank you. All right, so that that leaves us with any of these others. We got Enrique. Okay, favorite artist Latin, Enrique Iglesias. You got him? I like him. Because he sounds like Ricky Martin, and I love Ricky Martin, Richie.
I know you
do. Does he?
Pretty sure.
You head down to Miami, you can hang out and have lunch.
I don't know how much time I'll spend in Miami.
You ever see the movie Birdcage?
No, I did not, but I can guess what it's all about. Right? I always can guess. By the way, here's another one that's going to be upsetting to people. I got about half a minute to tell the story. Last night, we're watching I think it was on 60 Minutes. There's a commercial for Campbell's Soup, and the two proponents of eating Campbell's Soup with the family are two gay guys. And I looked at Meredith and I said to myself, this is the number one soup company in the world. They may be making a statement because they are strong and they can do it, but why would you? And this is nothing about the lifestyle.
They make the commercial just because they want to put two gay guys in the commercial.
Well, but you know what? The other side of that is if you're selling something, you ought to sell to the white. And there are people who are prejudiced who wouldn't buy any more Campbell's Soup because of that spot. 28 after.
How to save money on prescription meds when you've Medicare. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Pretty much everyone over 65 is on one med, and lots are on three or more. This is where Medicare Part D comes in. It's a federal subsidy for prescription drugs, but run by private insurance, which means you literally have to buy into it. And even with this extra insurance, you can still pay a lot of money out of pocket for your meds. Here's the thing. With Medicare Part D, you must choose the plan that's best for you. Base your decision on what the premium costs, if they cover your meds, and copays. Also, the plans change every January, meaning if you're happy now, you may not be in January 2016. DCOC advice, up until December 7th, you can change plan without penalty. Medicare.gov has a plan tracker that will let you know what your best bet is. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Statistics show that close to 70% of people feel stressed during the holidays because they just don't have enough time to get everything done. If you're hosting a dinner, why not let someone else do the work for you? Entertaining expert CC Carmichael shares her tips.
When Thanksgiving is at my house, I rely on the heat and serve meal from Boston Market. Roasted turkey and appetizers, sides, rolls, and pies. It's my go-to. It's delicious, super easy, and even minimizes the cleanup. My secret is to pick up a side or dessert a la carte from Boston Market on my way to the party and add my own flair, like chives and garlic to their mashed potatoes.
Dinner is served, but what about if you're a guest?
It doesn't get much easier than Athens Mini Phyllo Shells. They're already baked and shaped, so all you have to do is fill and serve. I love scooping chicken salad into the shells and adding a quick garnish, or for your sweet tooth, the options are endless. Your guests can feel good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. GCNNews.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Yes. All righty. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
33 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. That's my Matthew McConaughey impression. All right, all right, all right. Jennifer Horn is here. And Roberta Fasanelli. With Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day in a moment. Marcy Wheeler will be with us. She is a consultant for the auto industry, and she's focused on how the car companies are moving into technology that... What?
No.
Okay. Well,
on-air correction issued by Ken Kessler. Flag on play.
Well, the attack.
She came from that background, but she's a technology investigative reporter.
No, I was thinking that she was involved in technology as to how it's used in cars. After all, look at the headlines today. Volvo is getting together with Microsoft to build new headsets. And in doing so, they will create, with the headsets, full-size holograms of the vehicles. How do you do that? How do you make a virtual... In other words, they're not going to bring cars into showrooms anymore.
You're going to look at this headset, and in 2020, you're going to go put this headset on, and you're going to say, I want this model and this color with these options, and you're going to program it, and you're going to be able to walk around it virtually.
Yeah.
Sit in it
without
virtually.
Looking, without having the car actually there.
Right.
You can do it at your house. The car, the salesman can come to your house and sell you a car. That's really pretty amazing, isn't it?
Just what you always wanted, car salesman in your house.
Ding dong, Toyota man.
How you doing?
Ding dong.
The Sopranos Cadillac, Tony Soprano's Cadillac, auctioned off over the weekend.
Yeah, he had a white STS.
Right. $120,000. 2003 Escalade.
Ooh. Oh, the Escalade,
Escalade, right. He had a Cadillac Escalade and he had an SJS Liberty, right. Both of them. Sold on Friday for $120,000. Hoo-wee. All right. Anyway.
Wow.
The fate of Bashar al-Assad and the situation in Syria in general. I'm looking at all these Syrian refugee stories around the world. The thing, I'm going to tie these two together, if I may, for a moment. The thing that is...
What? I was just thinking it was a big task.
Do you want me to go back to the Tony Soprano car story? What do you want me to do here?
I love you. I think it's a big task.
Go. All right. So here's what the Syrian refugees that were turned back. Well, actually, they weren't turned back. Somehow or other, they decided they were better off to join us than to fight with us. These five Syrian refugees who turned themselves in on the border. The U.S.-Mexican border. We've been talking about this for a week or two. Federal Immigration Agency says that the refugees turned themselves in at the border. Why would they do that? Look at the numbers of people. We all know that our border with Mexico is porous. If you see, wasn't there another group of people, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny will be happy to do that, so maybe Kenny, I'll turn to you. The Greek passport thing, there was a fiasco with some Syrians that had Greek passports that were coming up through El Salvador. Do I remember that? It seems to me there was a couple of incidents of that. And this sort of flashes a big light on these people that are coming from everywhere. And now, with the vote that was taken in the Senate or the House on Friday to screen these people that are coming into the country legally, that's swell. If they're coming in legally, you can do what you got to do. But how about the people that are coming across the border from Mexico every day? And now it isn't just Mexicans. It's anybody who wants to get in. You all know how easy it is to get across the border to come into our country. So if there's going to be any place that's easy to get in through, it's going to be Mexico. So for some reason, these refugees turned themselves in. The Department of Homeland Security confirming the group identified themselves to border agents in Laredo. There was a family of three along with two other men. They were held to check their identities against some of the security databases, and then they were turned over to the INS. Their arrival, I think there are a couple of other families that may have gotten in. But what I don't understand is, in this circumstance, it looks like they were harmless, but they didn't think there was any other way to get into our country. Is that right? Is that the story? It seems we've talked about, and Obama wants to let a bunch of Syrian refugees come in here. I think, what was the number, 65,000 that we approved?
That's what Hillary also wants, but it could be up to 100,000 by the end of next year.
All right, so then why did these people, if they were sort of legit, why didn't they go through that process instead of try to sneak across the border? It doesn't look like they were trying to do anything that was bad that I can
see. That process takes 2 years.
Oh, well, there you go. By the way, looking at the poll at DougStephan.com for the weekend, asking which was the most important story to you, 28% of you said the Syrian refugee crisis was the most important. That was really interesting. And the war on Daesh was about the same. 31% of you thought that was number one. Let's see, others, they didn't even come close, right? 10% for the aftermath of the Paris attacks, 8% for the Charlie Sheen HIV announcement. Presidential race, 8-9% of you thought that was the most important. But this is you telling us what's most important to you. And so that's okay. It's not about what the research has shown were the big topics of conversation in News Talk Radio. What's most important to you? I think a lot of people are focused on this refugee crisis and the situation in Syria.
Yeah.
So al-Assad looks like he's going to outlast Obama. The U.S. has turned its attention to defeating Daesh and softened its stance on al-Assad. So how many people
died? People Daesh means ISIS.
Okay, I have to do that.
Until everybody gets used to it.
Okay, so here's what we're not doing on the Good Day program. We're not talking about ISIS, we're not talking about ISIL, and we're not talking about ISIM.
We're not giving credibility to an Islamic state.
I'm going to guess that someone in your life that you love very much told you that ISIM was sounding annoying.
Well, she told me about
it.
She was the one who pointed me in the direction of ISIS and how ISIS was an Egyptian god, because when she was over there a couple of weeks ago.
Because you were calling him ISIM up until Friday. And now
I was calling him ISIM.
Yeah, I never understood what ISIM was.
ISIM was nothing. It was just my imagination. This is what we want to do with those people over there. We want to ISIM. Get it? You never got that
never
from
got
what
that.
I said?
No, 2 weeks I heard you listen to that. And
I
you didn't get that?
That's what I said. Yeah. But now it's easy because...
He's pretty, though.
Daesh, D-A-E-C-H-A-S-H or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Daesh is how the Iraqis who don't like them refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or not just the Iraqis, but Middle Easterners in general.
They
it's
hate
a,
that
it's
name.
A dirt name. It's a, yeah. It's like calling somebody the N-word or Jewish yeah. people the K-word. That guy, that's what Daesh is.
And Daesh sounds like a word that means trampled on or yeah. stepped upon.
Right.
And yeah. they hate it.
So anyway, the focus is on them and not what a bloodthirsty cur al-Assad is or has been. How many of his people he's killed. The United States wanted to get him out. A lot of Middle Eastern countries and European countries. He wanted to get him out, but now he's safe. This thing was going on there for 4 years trying to get rid of him. He killed tens of thousands of his own people, and he's still there, and he probably will stay there as long as he wants to, because the Russians have sort of made
yeah,
it easy
Russian help.
For him to stay. So there's an interesting conundrum or a way things get twisted and turned around. I find it fascinating, frankly. Well, today's how many times have we done that ourselves? Today's bad guy was yesterday's good guy. Saddam Hussein's a perfect example.
Osama bin Laden was one.
Bin Laden.
Help arm him. You
well,
know.
They were fighting the Russians.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Our poll today, speaking, I gave you the results of yesterday's or the weekend's poll. Our poll today asking how far you're traveling for Thanksgiving this week. More than 1,000 miles, between 500 and 1,000 miles, between 100 and 500 miles, less than 100 miles, from the couch to the kitchen to the dining room, and then back to the couch.
Lucky.
And in my case, I don't know because I haven't been told what we're doing for Thanksgiving yet. Anyway, the travel focus is starting today. Airports are jammed in any place you go in this country. You want to get a seat, you wouldn't find a seat if you wanted to fly from Albany, Georgia to Albany, New York. Forget it. There's
you
no
have
seats.
To know that anxiety is high right now, too. Look at because how many flights were diverted. I mean, people acting strange on planes.
Yeah. Crazy stuff
not
going
fun
on.
Fun weekend to travel.
There's also the weather issues, too.
Well, the weather's quite nice today, and all across the country is pretty good, but there have been a lot of snow. There's more snow for Denver, I think, later on in the week. We'll have a little bit of rain here.
Denver and Chicago. Yeah. A lot of snow.
That'll do well for O'Hare.
Two major airports.
That's always a wonderful place. Yeah, both of them, and how they are. they're both horrible airports, by the way.
What
and
a
horrible
joy.
Places.
Yeah.
Denver Airport is a criminal. That airport is so bad. Somebody should go to jail for how bad that airport is.
It's out there, man.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, just coincidentally, the only reason that it's out there is because. It just happened to be the best place in all of Colorado to put an airport. And just coincidentally, the guy who was the mayor of Denver, and then he became the transportation secretary under the Clinton administration, he and his family just happened to own 30,000 acres of land out there.
It's weird how
and
he
it
had
just happened to be the best place to put the airport. Yeah. Weird. Wow, what a coincidence.
Sort of like Nancy Pelosi's husband in the bullet train.
Yeah. What just he happens to be in that business.
Funny how that happens, isn't it?
It's just amazing what a coincidence it is. God love them all. 44 past the hour. Okay, so we're going to meet Marcy Wheeler, who is an expert in how to make cars go quickly through whatever problems there are in Paris. I know I understand. I must have rub it in a little bit as long as...
Surveillance and terrorism.
Yes.
Is what we're going to talk about.
Go. That is. Okay. Just a matter of moments here on the exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
All right, now 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Roberta, Richie and Kenny, and Marcy Wheeler. We've already learned that she's had a varied career. She started as a consultant in the auto industry, moved to Asia, and then started writing books when things didn't quite work the way she wanted them to work. And she's a blogger. She's written Anatomy of Deceit, How the Bush Administration Used the Media to Sell the Iraq War. You know what, Marcy? I wish I had seen that book because I'm on that page. That's then, though. It's the past. Now we focus more on the things that were being sold these days, and maybe the result of the Paris attacks or what's going on in Brussels. Are we being sold a bill of goods here? Are we biting too hard into this apple so that we're going to be so afraid we won't want to travel for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and we're just going to get frozen in our tracks, mostly not because of what's real, but because what's imagined, set forth by those who are bloggers and news people?
Well, I think the risk of an attack like Paris is far higher in Paris and Belgium than it is in the United States, just because we don't have the large populations of radicalized people who want to launch an attack like that. Yeah. But I think the government has been honest about that. What they've not been honest about is what it would take to prevent such an attack, and they're going to use the attack to ratchet up surveillance here in ways that don't necessarily make sense.
Back to more government control. It's like the Patriot Act after September 11th. It's not thought through. Nobody reads the bill. They just sign on because the title of it will have some sexy reference to how we can save ourselves. And in fact, all it does is give us more government surveillance and not give us any more protection, because there's a disconnect between those two things, is there not?
Right, especially, I mean, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, everyone in the intelligence community would tell you that cybersecurity, that hacking is the biggest threat to the United States. And yet, 10 days later, those same people are now calling on even companies like Sony not to offer encryption. Now, Sony is one of the biggest serial victims of hacking that we've got. And therefore, they should offer encryption. They should encrypt everything. Except 10 days later, people like Dianne Feinstein have completely forgotten that's supposed to be the biggest threat to us. And now Sony can't have encryption at all because if they do, the terrorists will win.
I don't understand that. Explain that for me and the others in the audience that don't quite understand how this all works.
Well, on the encryption, one of the things people are arguing is that the intelligence community didn't see the Paris attack because terrorists are going dark, because they're encrypting their conversations more and more.
And they're smarter at this than all the surveillance people that have what we're saying is Daesh is smarter than the governments of all these European countries, or our country?
Or John Brennan, who had his email hacked by people claiming to be teenagers. Good encryption will prevent the government from reading the content of communications, or at least it will make them take a lot more time to be able to read it. They, at least the NSA has ways around encryption. What they do is that they'll hack a person's device, or they'll find ways to intercept their communication online. So, I mean, the NSA has ways around encryption, which you wouldn't know hearing everyone yelling about encryption. But more importantly, the NSA and France and all these other governments, they have all the metadata to be able to see networks.
So what happened? Why didn't they? Why didn't they find out what was going on?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things is that terrorists have ways of not getting picked up in metadata. I mean, a lot of these people were living together. You don't need to communicate on the phone if you're living
In the same house with him. Okay, that's an interesting, simple way of looking at it, isn't it? Marcy Wheeler's email or her website is emptywheel.net. Some interesting reading there about all of these things that are falling into place around the world. 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
It was the drink that killed him. How awful. He was an alcoholic.
No, he was hit by a Guinness truck.
Oh, my little ankle biters. Do I sense dissension in the ranks? Are we ready for homework, or shall we continue manual labor?
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
This is from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, number one at the box office this week, 1993. That movie's been played a lot. I was clicking around Saturday night when I was by myself, and I saw it. It seemed to me I saw it a couple of nights earlier, here and there. Dude Looks Like a Lady from Aerosmith, used in that movie. You've always liked that movie, Chuck Curry, haven't you, Mrs. Doubtfire?
You want to hear a weird coincidence, Doug?
What?
I did a revival last night on the big screen of it in East Strasbourg.
Really?
Huh. And it was an amazing time. About 50 people showed up. I did a salute to Robin Williams, talked about his career.
Yep.
And that movie holds up and is very, very entertaining and also quite moving on the big screen. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. All right, so there we have movie music. To start us looking at movie news, movie moments, Chuck Curry has the results of the box office totals. I think that there is a maybe... Well, we can talk about this. Why the number one movie did very well, but not as well as a lot of people expected it to do. I think it has to do with what's going on in the world, but we'll find out what Chuck thinks in just a moment about that here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis.
Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
All right, Chucker, did you see Matthew McConaughey in Saturday Night Live?
No, I missed it, but I heard the ratings were quite good.
I would think they would have been with him and Adele, but he told the story of all right, all right, all right, which is really quite a good one. You should listen to the replay. All right, so we have Hunger Games, and one wonders, as you understand the theme of the movie, if I made over $100 million, no, there's no slide. There, but
101. Well, you know, like you were saying before the break, it made 101 million, was number one as expected. But the last installment, Mockingjay Part One, did 120 million. So this was off movie to movie, which is unusual for a fourth and final installment. But still, Lionsgate's not going to shake its head at $101 million opening.
Well, they did 150 around the world elsewhere. So
yeah,
but it was because of the theme. People are getting tired of that. This sort of a theme. In movies. Matter of fact, this Benghazi blow-up terrorist movie is supposed to be out in a couple of weeks. People are wondering whether that's going to do, how that's going to, the Michael Bay movie.
I don't think it'll do well.
I don't either. My son's involved in a project that is supposed to be a follow-up or follow-through on that, and it is not Michael Bay magic, shall we say. All right, so what else happened to the box office?
Spectre, the newest James Bond film, placed second, 14.6, 154 million in 3 weeks. Worldwide, film's done right around 600 million, which is very solid. The Peanuts movie, Charlie Brown's new entry into 2015.
Peanuts movie, please.
Yeah, exactly. 12.8, 99 million in 3 weeks. The night before, Seth Rogen's new Christmas stoner comedy opened in fourth, a $10 million opening, which is just so-so, but it should have some legs in weeks to come. And the Julia Roberts movie, A Secret in the Eyes, ran at the top five, just 6.6. That's disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
That is. I'd like to go see that. That sounds like a pretty intriguing movie. All right, Chucker, thank you for that report. Chuck Curry is here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.